855 or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Everybody, welcome to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Boy, I hope wherever you are bundled up. Brr, it is cold out there, isn't it? It just gets colder everywhere I go. I think if I'm to blame, I am pulling the weather with me, whether it's snow and whether it's cold temperatures. Having just left New Hampshire, as many of you know, we were there for the first primary, and it was very strange. It got really, really cold on the night before we left early in the week on Tuesday, and then Wednesday morning, it was like we were in the Bahamas. So, and now they have snow. In the Midwest, across the Midwest, a wide swath of a lot of snow, blizzard conditions and roads that are closed. But this is what you deal with. I mean, this is every year we talk about the weather. And this is our common, I say this is elevator conversation, and it is, because you get on an elevator, and if you're a friendly sort, and somebody looks at you, and you look at them, and it's, you're in the middle of weather, whether it's steaming hot, like in Texas, where we have 2 million days of a drop, and the earth is cracking open, or if you're talking about shoveling snow, and it's chilly, and it's hard to see outside, then that becomes the conversation, too. So this is nothing new. However, in Alaska, in Anchorage, Alaska, they're talking about they've had over 80 inches of snow so far. 138 plus is the record. Thinking maybe they just might hit the record if it continues on the same pace that it's been going. How about that? The push is on to South Carolina, and the question becomes, who's going to be the challenger to Barack Obama? It's looking like Mitt Romney, but there are other candidates that are saying, oh, wait a second, not so fast. We've only been through a couple of primaries at this point, and who's to say that somehow there can't be a severe right turn somewhere along the way? That's what is what Newt Gingrich is hoping for, saying that Mitt Romney's not the true conservative, and if you want a true conservative, it's me. He's really pushing for the conservative movement, and Gallup is saying that, you know what, 40% of the people in this country now making up the bulk of the majority are conservatives versus moderates, which are at 35%. What does it all mean? Shake it up in a pot. We don't know at this point because there is not a declared candidate yet at this point to go against the incumbent President Barack Obama. If Obama wins, this will be the third time. Can you imagine this will be the third time that we've had three presidents in a row where they've served two terms? There was a push for term limits that included the presidency, saying 4 years was enough. What happens, and a lot of the political people that I talk to, in New Hampshire, both Democrats and Republicans don't believe from the presidential point of view that 4 years is enough. I say when it's not working, 4 years is enough. And speaking of the president, guess what? If you get hot and bothered by the deficit, oh, the president is asking for some more money. Our deficit going up $1 trillion more, and if it does, and it will, then that means almost $17 trillion. That's the deficit, $17 trillion. If you had a hard time like me trying to wrap your brain around $14 trillion, how do you like $17 trillion? Rand Paul, the senator from Kentucky, who was elected by the Tea Party, and who had some interesting things to say about money that's left over and why are we spending so much money, and certain offices gave back money to the taxpayers, meaning you and me, because we count, such as the people in Kentucky, to the tune of $500,000. How about that? I talked to Ron Paul a couple of times, Rand Paul, not his father. I have talked to his father, but Rand Paul a couple of times while he was running, and I liked when he talked about that in particular. He also talked about term limits. But he also talked about a measure of reading what they were voting on, because these bills are so thick that really the staff reads it and gives the cliff notes to the congressperson or the senator. They just can't do it. One thing I noticed when I was in New Hampshire, although this isn't a surprise and it is part of the game and what happens in Washington, everybody that I talked to, all the congresspeople and all of the senators, were surrounded by an entourage of people that looked like they just came out of, I don't know, Harvard or Indiana University, wherever. They were running around on their cell phones rapidly, you know, texting people and moving from place to place. But they have schedules, and that's what happens. They have handlers like the rock stars. That's what politicians are. They're rock stars of a different sort. There's something wrong with that picture. So bravo to Rand Paul for giving the money back. Giving the money back. And he's stumping for his father as much as he can, Ron Paul, who had a great showing in New Hampshire and has a lot of young people interested in his whole liberty stance. At this point, though, Rand Paul is in his push for his father. He's smart to do that. Smart to go out there and to represent, just like the Gingrich daughters are doing the same thing. But Ron Paul, the congressman from Texas, is striking a chord, but not enough that he's going to have the push ultimately to get the delegates he needs and to win any of these primaries to push him to the top. He could play spoiler, though, if he jumped to a third party, let's say. So in the meantime, what is the problem with some of these Marines that decided, well, you know what we're going to do? We're going to desecrate these Taliban bodies. And there's two schools of thought on this. You know, initially when you tell me that, because of my feelings for the Taliban and the horrific things that we've seen, it's just not what you want to do when we're having problems and we have troops on the ground there who are in some horrendous situations. Who is the idiot that pulled out a video camera and decided, all right, we're going to pee on three bodies, and then here we are in our combat unis, and that's going to go viral? Not a smart move. There's a massive investigation into that. Leon Panetta not happy. That's not a surprise. He's also not happy about North Korea. They test-fired some short-range missiles. Here's Panetta.
There's some likelihood in that situation that they might engage in some provocation in order to strengthen his credibility. We're not quite sure whether that will be the case or not. So we're watching things very closely.
All right. The North, by the way, just to clear that up a little bit on North Korea, the missiles that were fired, they say it was a routine test. They fired the missiles, which are usually deployed against ground targets. And check out the range, 75 miles. That's the range for the missiles. So here's the young son taking over for Kim Jong-il. And they tested the missiles hours after they announced the father's death back in December. Korea is another place that could explode, although I think there's going to be more saber rattling than anything else. The scariest, I think, peace in the Middle East to me still continues to be Iran and what's going to happen there. Because while we get 25% of our oil from Canada here in the great USA, we still do count on 18% of it goes through the Strait of Hormuz. Ooh. Cheap movie review, that's next here on ATN. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA, from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
After 70 years, that's why he goes there for, is to unlock the door. All those around him criticize and say, and through a fractal on a breaking wall, I see you, my friend, and touch your face again. Miracles will happen as we dream.
The great escape often, although some movies can make you anxious. If you're not a great fan of some of the horror genre, then, you know, you wouldn't like a lot of the movies that have come out where the idea is to scare you to death, no joke. But some of the movies coming out this week I'm interested in, actually, whether I wait and get it on DVD or whatever it might be, or rented some other form. Redbox is always good across the country. What is it, like a buck or two when you go to 7-Eleven or Piggly Wiggly? Or it seems like Redbox is now on every other corner, depending on where you live. So let's kick off our cheap movie review with a flick called Contraband.
You were the best of the best. But the proudest day of my life was when you turned legit. You started a family, and you got out of life.
What's going on?
Chris, come home. It's my brother.
What happened, Andy?
I was running something, and I dumped the package.
When I stopped doing runs, you promised me you were going to stay out of this.
They're going to kill me.
They're not going to kill you.
I was hoping you understand it's family. Maybe we could work something out.
I'll give you 2 weeks. If not, I'm gonna come after the both of you. I'll come asking your wife for it, your kid.
You think you're the only guy with a gun?
Have you ever mentioned my wife and my kids again?
No, done.
You know what's gonna happen if you don't pay? You know the rules, right?
I gotta try to fix this. Trust me, I know what I'm doing.
What are we running?
Currency? $15 million on four stacks. It's like the size of a Mini Cooper. Where are you gonna hide it?
Where is the faith?
Oh, I lost my stripes now. I gotta start from scratch.
Have you ever been convicted of espionage, sedition, treason?
Together?
They're running something on my ship. Could be baby.
Takes money to make money.
Woo! That's bueno.
No, it's not bueno.
Say goodbye to your wife.
I'm coming. I'm coming for you.
We're going to war.
Here we go.
Open the container.
Where is my wife?
Tell him not to dump it in the water.
You will never find that money.
Pull the trigger.
All right, so contraband, what happened was a guy abandons the life of crime. Chris Faraday is the character's name, but his brother-in-law gets in trouble with a bad drug deal, and he gets back into the life. Mark Wahlberg, Kate Beckinsale, some pretty familiar names. I like Mark Wahlberg. This looks pretty good, but I'll probably wait for it to come out. I'll probably rent it. I could wait on this one. Now, the second one, Joyful Noise, will score you some points. With the ladies, guys, if you're listening, this is a chick flick deal, I think, when you say Dolly Parton and Queen Latifah in the same movie.
The church council has already discussed it.
I think I know where this is going.
We've decided to offer the position to Vi Rose Hill.
Thank you, Pastor.
They live in the same small town.
People do care. And if you don't like that, maybe you should move to New York.
I did not ask to be made choir director.
The council chose me over you.
Mm-hmm.
They share the same big dreams.
Today, we are going to go out there and we are going to win this thing.
Stop, stop, stop.
Next year.
It's not going to be next year.
It's too expensive.
And we always lose.
But the only way to win the competition...
We got
to
shake them up.
Pop, pop, pop. Get your Beyonce out of my face.
...is for someone to change their tune.
Oh, oh, oh.
Are you kidding me? Make some noise up in this...
Y'all remember my grandson, Randy?
He's a good singer, Mama.
You just want to be near my little girl.
You help me sing my song.
He completely changed the way the choir sings. Who knows what he'll do next?
I love those old songs, but Randy's right.
We are not going out like this. Not you, not me, and not this choir.
Well, I am who I am.
Well, maybe you were 5 procedures ago.
And how much did she spend on all that?
Who cares if I got a few little nips and tucks? God didn't make plastic surgery so they could starve.
That was amazing.
Singing is the only time I feel important.
You know we're going to L.A., right? Someone can hear you who might actually matter.
Maybe nobody ends up with the boy they like when they were 16.
It isn't about that. This is about me.
Raise your voice. And dream big.
It's like I'm waiting my whole life.
You are infallible, untouchable, unlovable.
Oh, with you. You're breaking my hair.
Put that online.
We just go to Los Angeles and we do our best.
Don't look at my butt. I'm a good girl.
Stop.
I'm very, very proud to be your mother. I love you.
Joyful Noise.
Split it with those nails, Edward Scissorhands.
All right. Pretty self-explanatory. They're duking it out. They want to lead the choir. Here's the big one that's getting a lot of publicity. Meryl Streep as the Iron Lady. Take a listen.
I will never be one of those women who stay silent on the arm of her husband. One's life must matter, Dennis.
That's why I want to marry you, my dear.
Mrs. Thatcher, one simply has to make you look and sound like the leader that you could be.
No matter how I've tried, I know I will never be truly one of them. Someone must say the unsayable.
He thinks the lady doth screech too much.
If you want to change this party, lead it.
Watch your thoughts, so they become words.
If you want to change the country, lead it.
Watch your words, so they become actions.
This is it. Steady the bus, old girl.
Watch your actions, so they become your character.
Prime Minister.
Show respect, Tamizin.
And watch your character, for it becomes your destiny.
And it's my duty.
Ambition that's got me this. Our ambition. And the rest of us, me, the children, we can all go to hell.
The Falkland Islands belong to Britain. And I want them back.
With all due respect, when one has been to war...
With all due respect, sir, I have done battle every single day of my life.
She heads the most hated government this country has known.
This is the best you can do. I had better do your job as well as everyone else's.
Best be careful not to test one's colleagues' loyalty too far.
Our party and our country need a new leader.
The rules make it possible to depose a sitting Prime Minister.
Slow him down now. Just won't win, darling.
Your problem is that you haven't got the courage for this fight. Gentlemen, shall we join the ladies?
All right, let's see how Meryl Streep transforms herself in this one. Margaret Thatcher apparently explores a little bit the Reagan relationship and some other things that happened, Falkland Islands and stuff, during Thatcher's reign, if you will. And I think it's going to do pretty good at the box office. I don't know that it's going to be a gigantic, huge success, but already it's critically acclaimed. So it's always interesting to see how somebody takes on the persona of somebody else, these actors, when they do that. All right, coming up here on America Tonight, wanted to round the week with a couple of conversations that you asked about. Many of you sent me notes about these conversations coming up next here on America Tonight. One with a congressman from Michigan, and another, a big star of Sky TV, who had some interesting thoughts about the election process and what was going on with the Republicans. So sit back, enjoy, and I think you'll like what both of them have to say as we continue to bring you all of that coverage of the primaries.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes, whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer, is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstampad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog, packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
So we're hanging out here in the Radisson, and John Christopher, I want to say Bua.
You can say whatever you want.
Say your last name first.
Bua.
That's easy. It's like Buick.
Or Jean-Christophe. As the French say.
He's with Sky, but that doesn't tell you anything.
Sky News.
He's Sky News, which is huge.
90 million subscribers worldwide, baby.
I need to get on Sky News. He's a White House. A White House commentator and political analyst, and he's got deep ties to politics in general all over the place.
That should be tied up, actually.
John Christopher, big news today. White House Chief of Staff Bill Daley out of there. What happened?
The president's coming on, going to announce it. Jack Lew is in, Jacob Lew, from the Office of Management and Budget, a very good fiscal guy. I know Jack for many, many years when I was part of the Clinton administration. Interesting choice. You know, one would think he would get a whipcracker, you know, like a Harold Ickes, to really kind of stir things up. He's got a campaign, although the campaign's being run by Messina and out of Chicago. The fact is that it's a very, very conscious choice. And I, even in my sagacity, even in my knowledge, even in my daily White House briefing knowledge, it's kind of a peculiar choice because Jack is a very sweet guy. He's a, you know, easy-tempered guy, even-keel guy.
Right.
And I would think they would want a lion tamer in there to kind of crack the whip. But it probably has to do with the fiscal stuff. It probably has to do with the budgetary stuff, obviously. And Jack has got a good relationship with the Hill. So I think that's probably where he's going.
So
the president will say.
It's political maneuvering, really, when
No. What do you think?
We're in New Hampshire.
Everything's political.
Everything.
Listen, you've been in the game, like I said, you've been in the game for a while. You've seen all angles of this thing. And I always say, it's about another term. It's about another term.
Of
it's
course.
About another term.
The minute you're there, you're campaigning.
Right.
And then you want to go for the second term.
Yeah.
So because you can't get anything done the first term.
Right.
Because no one does. And that's, you know, and then you try to do it the second term. The fact is that this president is angling to get another term. And Mitch McConnell, you know, wants him out.
Right.
Their whole point is to get him out and he wants to stay in. That's politics. That's what you're supposed to do. I mean, that's okay.
But don't you think there's a gridlock, though, in Congress? I mean, come on.
No, of course there is.
Well,
it's terrible.
How do you break the gridlock? No labels? There's a group called No Labels?
Yeah, I know, and they're sick and disgusted, and you've got the Occupy folks, and you've got the Tea Party folks who are basically saying the same thing. We're not being represented. They've come from a different, you know, philosophical bent, but they're still saying the same thing. They're saying, we're not being represented. And now you have these super PACs who are just making campaigning, basically retail campaigning, no longer important. You know, what happened to Newt Gingrich from the American Future of that group? I don't have it in front of me.
Right.
Millions of dollars. And Newt was for the Supreme Court decision on the Citizens United, opening the whole concept of PACs. And then it bit him
right.
in the you-know-what.
Right.
Took a nice bite. Plenty to bite. And he really was angry about that. He got basically eviscerated in Iowa. And I was glad to see him take the gloves off yesterday on Meet the Press.
Yeah. When you, as you watch this whole thing unfold, you cover the White House day to day. What's that like? You guys are like a pack of jackals.
Well, we try to be. I mean, I think of myself as more like a hyena, if you want to know, in terms of who gets the carrion. You know, I'm just a foreign correspondent, you know. I'm just a foreign correspondent. You know, I'm part of the press corps. I'm honored to be part of the White House press corps. I'm honored to represent Sky News there, you know, quite a number of days a week. And I'm happy to get my questions in.
Well, that was my question.
Yeah.
How do you get, because there's a big thing, and people call my show and ask about all the time, the people that are covering the president nationally, they just don't ask the right questions. They're not just asking the right questions.
Well, I am there. I'm honored to be there when the president had his news conferences, but I'm there almost daily for the daily briefing, which
right.
Jay Carney ran,
right.
runs and Robert Gibbs ran before. You know, the questions are asked because the editors want to see some breaking news. Okay, they want to see whoever it is, the press person, kind of squirm and admit that he doesn't know something or that his relationship with the president is not a good one. I'm not saying not this group. I mean, you go back to Pierre Salinger, who the president told, basically Jack Kennedy told in very salty terms, when I tell you this, I want you to blank, blank, blank. And it was about the Cuban Missile Crisis.
Yeah.
And he said, get home now and tell him that you're sick or something to that effect. Or,
were you around for that? You're young. You're a pup.
I wasn't at the White House for that, but I was on this earth for that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a lot younger than I look anyway. But, you know, the question is, how close is the president with his chief spokesperson?
Right.
And they will try to dig under and see, is this guy really for real? Does he really have that kind of access? And I think Jay Carney is doing, a pretty darn good job. It is tough being up there.
One thing, and I've talked to other correspondents about this, their critique of the Obama White House was, just like everybody else coming in, they said, we're going to be so transparent. But as somebody who covers the White House, really, are they that transparent?
Well, I think Jay, who was on the other side, where
yeah.
I sit,
yeah.
he was a Time Magazine bureau chief.
Yeah.
In Washington. He also was the bureau chief in Moscow. He knows what it's like to be pressured by your bosses to say, get a question in. And he's respectful of that. And I'm honored that he calls on me. And I try to ask questions that would make news. But I also try to ask questions that he's interested in answering.
Right.
And then if a press secretary knows that you're going to ask something that is not just the same old, you know, picky third type thing, then he'll call on you. Plus, I have a different bent. Mine is international. I cover international finance and national security issues and the relationship
right.
between the U.S., the U.K., and the Europeans. You know, Kate, we live in a global borderless economy now.
Right.
And we're all in the same boat.
Right, I agree.
And what happens in America, believe me, is affected. It affects Greece. What happens in Greece affects us.
So we're all having to work together on this. So that's why being an international guy, although I don't sound like a Brit, I'm a Yank. It's exciting and it's fun and it does get Sky News some good answers and good coverage
right.
for the questions and the stories that they're covering on a daily basis. And
right.
they were the first show network to really get into Libya.
Right.
And it was amazing that the State Department was following Sky, and we were very honored about that.
In covering this, just handicap it for us. You know, we're here in New Hampshire. Do you think it's just a done deal, Romney, and then Santorum
I think,
second?
As I wrote in my last blog on the Washington Notebook, the fight for the soul of the Republican Party, thanks for letting me get that plug in, the fact is, it's the second guy who's the one. Who comes in second is the one to watch, because we have South Carolina next.
Right.
And if it's either Santorum or...
Ron Paul.
That's not exactly where I'm going. Or Perry.
Perry.
You're going to see the evangelical folks putting a ton of money into promoting them for the race. Ron Paul is kind of like the wild card, but he holds enormous sway. I mean, you just walk outside, the Ron Paul guys.
Oh, I know.
You should see who picks up on my blog. Ron Paul, one after the other.
Right.
They are passionate, they are driven,
right.
and they love this guy, and to their credit. And Ron Paul, if he shows a decent outcome, he's going to have a major part of the platform in Tampa at the RNC.
But why do people say he's just not electable? Because the Republican Party, they shoo him away. You know that.
A good friend of mine, a famous senator, whose name I won't mention, and I, we had dinner one night, and we both were talking about Ron Paul. And he said, you know, John, you're right. I agree with the guy 50% of the time. And the other time, you know, you think he's a crackpot.
Right.
But, you know, that 50% of the time, people are very passionate about what he says. And it makes sense. He is making sense to a lot of folks.
Right.
And these other guys, they're not getting anybody terribly excited.
Right.
You know, Mitt Romney is you know, okay, well, if we have to take him, we'll take him. But that's not how to win an election. You've got to be in love to be in line. And I think that's what happened.
In love to be in line. I like that.
Yeah.
John, what a great little saying I'm going
to
steal from you.
But
it really, in the overall scheme nationally, do you give any of these Republicans a chance to knock off the incumbent Obama? You cover the White House daily. You're in the thick of it in D.C. You're seeing it.
I think if this president gets some better numbers, which he's starting to. The unemployment numbers are starting to tick down. You know, people are still out of work. If this president, you know, gets fired up and is passionate and says where he wants to lead this country in the 21st century, I'm not saying you should write this down, guys. I'm not promoting the president, but I can say if and I'll tell Romney what I think he should do. If this president and this administration and this campaign really wants to define this election, and the numbers look better.
Mm-hmm.
And people start feeling even the idea that things are turning around a little bit. I'm not
right.
saying happy days are here again,
right.
but a little more of that, Obama will win.
Yeah.
I think if there's some major issues and the economy starts to crash, and Mitt Romney shows strength and he doesn't, you know, screw up like he says today, he fires people, which was, he got that one out. And if they can get him and keep him out, you know, he's getting better. His debates are getting stronger. But it's all about personality. Hey, you know what it is? I always could pick a president since I was like, I talked about Kennedy. I was a
right.
little kid.
Right.
I said, that guy's going to win because that guy you want to see in your living room every night. Not that guy.
It's perception.
It sure is. And it's perception. It's a sense of trust. It's a sense of I don't believe a word they're saying, and it's a sense of comfort, and it's a sense of excitement and passion about the country. And I think every one of the Republicans offers a bit of that.
Right.
But there's not one of them that offers all of it.
Right, and everybody wants the whole enchilada, really. That's what you have to have.
It's a fact. We elect stars in this country.
Yeah.
My British colleagues, it's a parliamentary system, and it's a party system. You elect
Different.
The party, and you get who's the head of the party.
Right.
Here, you elect, I mean, what's the
rock
difference?
Rock stars.
You elect rock stars.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's, you know, it's Hollywood. I mean, this is what we do here in this country. Mm-hmm. It boggles the minds of our European allies and colleagues.
It does. John, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Will you stop by again?
Anytime.
We need to talk. We need to talk again.
Yeah, we're wonderful.
You were terrific.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. We are live from New Hampshire. We are broadcasting from Radio Row. It's a giant room with a lot of people in it, including Congressman Patrick McHenry from North Carolina. He's been John with a bunch of other talking heads, or I guess they're not really talking heads. Some do TV, too, and some do radio. Congressman, thanks so much for stopping by. We appreciate it.
Well, thanks. It's mainly just my mouth that talks, not my full head.
You start doing that Sunday circuit. You start doing David Gregory and those guys. Have you
then
done any of that?
Actually gets big. Yeah. That's actually the big challenge, right?
Right.
The big fall.
Exactly. Then they worry about the makeup and all that other stuff. Okay, so you're out here and you're throwing your support. Whose way? Mitt Romney's?
Mitt Romney.
Mm-hmm. Why Mitt?
Well, he's got the right vision for America. I mean, his economic plan, I mean, for prosperity for America, it contrasts so distinctly from that of President Obama's 3 years of failure. As Governor Romney says, he doesn't blame the economic downturn on this president, but he blames the fact that this president actually has done the wrong thing consistently and made things worse, not better.
Do you think he's gotten over the hump? Because he's still always, it's an albatross for him, the whole Romney care thing that every single debate is brought up, or, of course, in the headlines, people talk about it. And personally, I think he has come back and answered that and talked about the difference of being the governor of Massachusetts versus being the president of the United States and pushing through a health care agenda. Do you feel that he's addressed that pretty good, pretty well?
He has. I think he has. And the way he's addressed it is that he's going to repeal Obamacare. If the states want to try out and experiment with health care reform, that's fine. I think that's what the Founding Fathers intended, is that our national government should do a few things and do a few things very well. And then let the states actually take care of the general welfare of the people in ways that are unique to them. And I think that is the message out of, what I take from history and actually what the president is saying. I mean, Mitt Romney is saying, and going to take that message to Barack Obama and beat him.
Right, and you see that he's polling high, and obviously here we are on the verge of the primary. You feel pretty confident that this is certainly New Hampshire, is Mitt's?
Yeah, I think Mitt Romney, the real thing coming out of this whole process is that Mitt Romney didn't campaign in Iowa for 4 years, went in the last couple of weeks and actually won the state of Iowa in their caucuses. Now coming to New Hampshire, I think he'll have a strong win here, hopefully, and then carrying it down to South Carolina. 4 years ago, Mitt Romney got 15% of the vote in South Carolina and finished fourth. So if Mitt Romney goes to South Carolina and finishes second, then he's on the way to the nomination and getting the full a full number of delegates that he needs to be the Republican nominee.
How do you knock off an incumbent president, though, especially when lately we're seeing some economic bounce back? Certainly it's being perceived that way. I think the unemployment numbers are a little skewed to me because I think it's a little higher, because I believe that there are people that are underemployed, which you may even see in your own district, where people are working two and three jobs.
That's
college
right.
Educated people and blue collar wonderful people. I mean, whatever their economic background, doesn't matter. I really have seen that. I've seen that across the country when I've talked to people. But be that as it may, the headlines and everything that screams out there is, oh, we're seeing a turn. What do you think it's going to take to knock off Obama?
Look, I don't wish economic ill will on America just to beat Barack Obama. I don't. But when you have 25 million Americans that are either unemployed, underemployed, or gave up looking, I think we're still in a very tough situation.
Yeah.
The stimulus didn't work. The president's jobs record is abysmal. Even if we have some nice top-line good news, it's still not enough. And Mitt Romney's vision, Mitt Romney's experience creating jobs, and Mitt Romney's disciplined campaign actually will contrast so well with this president's failure when it comes to jobs. Mitt Romney actually has a jobs plan. This president has had a failure in 3 years of being president when it came to jobs.
When you look, because I'm assuming a lot of people that voted for you, certainly Tea Party liked you, like you're a strong
Absolutely.
Conservative, and I'm sure you embraced that. How did the Tea Party overall, do you feel like a lot of the people that are, I'll call them Tea Partiers, because I don't know if that's fair, because I don't really like labels, but let's just say that's one that you should embrace, certainly. Do you get any flack for that because of backing Romney and not backing Newt Gingrich or one of the other candidates?
Sure. I mean, there's pushback. And look, I mean, as conservatives, we're all over the map in this primary. But Newt hasn't shown a disciplined campaign. And unfortunately, I was just so disheartened when I found out that Newt had taken a lot of money from Freddie Mac. Fannie and Freddie are two institutions I was trying to cut off from the taxpayer so we wouldn't have to bail them out, to get rid of them. I mean, absolutely, that's what I've been working on since I got elected to Congress. And for him to be at the trough, to me, was so disheartening, because I've always respected Newt. I've always liked Newt.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been a great intellectual leader of the conservative movement. But the difference here, it's not a choice between this field and Ronald Reagan. No, we have the field and we have the choices that we have now. Mitt Romney's had the best message when it comes to jobs. That's the key issue. He has a plan for jobs. That's the key issue. And he's run a great campaign. So let's get on board. Let's get this nominating process over so we can actually beat Barack Obama. And Mitt Romney's the only one who's shown in these debates, who's shown consistently over the last months of debate.
Mm-hmm.
Debates. I mean, we've had over
16, 17 now,
right.
Yeah.
It's an insane number of debates.
Yeah.
And he has shown himself to be so consistent, so good, and he's a much better candidate than he was 4 years ago. I think people are coming around to that.
Do you think Mitt can grab some of those independents? Because I think the independents, while they may traditionally, people would say, well, the majority of independents would swing Democratic. That's not true. And if you look at some of the polls lately, they're showing that if your quotes are an independent, you could really go to either side of the pendulum. Do you think Mitt has – what does Mitt need to do to grab the independents, to get them to think his way?
Well, look, part of it's style. I mean, look, he is not offensive to anyone. I mean, he's a very reasonable-sounding guy. But independents want to see that you're going to do something that actually benefits America and not just to be about partisan warfare. And I think with Mitt Romney's experience with jobs, job creation, his experience as governor, his experience talking to folks that are really on the other side of the aisle, from me as a conservative, actually gives him a great opportunity to pick up independents and moderates in the general election.
Yeah. I want to bounce back to something that you said. You got me very excited about. I hate Fannie and Freddie on show. And we have a thing every night where we talk about that, and people call up and find out, you know, that in fact there was the march up to Congress, which, you know, to get more money, to get bonuses, and then the cry is, well, this is how we fix it because we can't keep the best and the brightest. I think that's hogwash. What do you think?
I completely agree. And what I've tried to do in my service in Congress is to cut them off from taxpayer support, to cut them off from this abstract creation that has their tentacles deeply embedded in the lobbying process in Washington. And they're making – you've got their executives who are basically government employees now. They're making millions. At a time when Barack Obama's out there hammering private sector pay from private institutions that the taxpayers are not supporting and beating them up for their pay package, he won't even take on government employees' pay packages. It is absolutely absurd, and the American people should be furious with this because we're losing money hand over fist.
I agree.
And we're never going to get paid back for Fannie and Freddie's failures.
Right.
So we got to cut them off. Yeah. We got to cut them off and get this thing freed up so that we can actually have housing prices rise again and actually have job creation out of this.
Yeah.
Not just simply profit up failure. That's what's so frustrating to me.
Right.
We should have cut off these companies and said, look, you failed, you failed.
Right.
Rather than trying to bail them out and prop them up.
Right. One last question. What's the best thing about being, I'll call you new to Congress, being the rookie? What's the coolest thing about being a congressman? Besides, obviously, I can see your passion. You're representing your people, and we're on board on the same issue. But what's the best thing about this gig?
Meeting people. I mean, you have to like people if you want to be in this position, and it's a great opportunity to meet a whole variety of people from across the country and all walks of life. The coolest thing for me in my district is to visit a small business or a nonprofit and actually see what they do. But the small rewards in this job, the small rewards are getting something done for an individual, somebody who, needs a little help and actually just make it happen.
Yeah.
It's really a rewarding feeling.
Well said. It was a pleasure meeting you, Congressman McHenry.
Thanks
so much,
Dave. Take care.
Good luck. Thanks.